happy birthday. Now we get to the 18th. Sally of McMurray, happy birthday. Bina from the Bingham family. Rachel of New Brighton. Tracy. George of the South Hills from Mom and Dad. And Thomas. Keith and Hunker from Louise, Pam, Vaughn, and Heather. David of Glenfield from your family. Avery of Allison Park from Mom, Dad, and Madison. Kirsty from Mickey and Pamela. And Jacob of Munahall from your family. That's also the Saturday Light Brigade's birthday, March 18th. We'll be 48 on that date. On the 19th, Maria from your family, Stephen and Moon, also from your family. And coming up on March 20th, we have Tad Whistle celebrating. It's a milestone for young Tad Whistle. Happy birthday. Kendall of Lower Burl celebrates as well. And March 20th is also the birthday of Fred Rogers. We would love to celebrate your birthday with you.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address and we will make sure an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card, colorful and beautiful, is delivered by a uniformed representative. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own streaming player, plus those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone number, a unique service where you can listen by telephone at 631-359-8728.
It's been 10 years and 3 since I first went to sea, since I sailed from old Ireland. Hills lush and green were a part of my dream, but I dreamed of my Colleen alone. On the day I returned to my sorrow, I learned that the angels had called her away. To her grave on a hill overlooking the bill, that's the place where she's sleeping today. Thank you. love. And I remember those eyes soft and blue as the skies, and her heart was as pure as a dove. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines, to be with my calling Lord. That is holding my calling along. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines, to be with my calling along. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines, to be with my calling along.
Saturday Light Brigade with Hot Rise, recorded live at the Boulder Theater. What a group Hot Rise was. We are going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. And also, not yesterday, but a week ago from yesterday, as announced here Saturday morning, the world lost Thaddeus Mosley, a great artist and human being known throughout the world, living here in the North Side. And we were lucky enough to capture some of his thoughts about his life. And right around the bottom of the hour, we'll feature that in his memory this morning. It's about 5 minutes or so, called from a longer interview in which he talks about how he more or less accidentally became a sculptor, as well as some of the things he did on his pathway there.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the March issue of the Northside Chronicle, including information on the annual summer camp guide, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
The new slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before, and lets you easily learn more about our work, keep up to date on our programs, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Visit us at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one particular person in mind, and that person could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody who's living, somebody no longer living. No matter who it is, we think it's a name of somebody that you've heard of before. This week's initials, M.C. M.C. That's M as in Morningside, and C as in Cranberry. M.C. You can guess as many times as you would like, and we will keep you posted with respect to how other people are guessing to help you narrow it down. Let the guessing begin as we play Guess Who.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
James and Freiburg gets us started. Mr. Clean, Melinda Clark, Miley Cyrus, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Melanie Chardoff, Molly Culver, Matt Cardona, Marissa Cooper, Mary Higgins Clark. All great guesses, but none of those is who we're looking for. Tom in McCandless has quite a few. Maxwell Caulfield, Mickey Cohen, Miguel Cervantes, Mary Carpenter, Michael Chabon, that's a great guess. Michael Collins, Mary Cassatt, Mario Cuomo, Marilyn Chambers, Montgomery Cliff. There are a lot of these. Maria Callas, Michael Sierra, Michael Caine, Mark Cuban, Mariah Carey, Marie Curie, and Miley Cyrus. None of those is the MC we seek. Michael Collins, just guessed by Alan and Squirrel Hill. Points out that Michael Collins is an Irish rebel and patriot. Bill and Sheridan just guessed Mary Cassatt, not Mary. Great guess. Trish is in Cook Forest, I do believe. And Trish guessed Macaulay Culkin. Excellent guess. And here comes Mike and Mars with Mary Chapin Carpenter. Not Mary Chapin Carpenter. These are all great guesses coming in. +1 212-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We're playing Guess Who with the initials M-C. M-C. Michael Caine, just guessed by Linda and Collier. And you can guess by phone or text at 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars has Mark Cuban. John and Addie and East Deer have Michael Caine. Neither of those is it. A little early for a hint, so I'll let you keep guessing. 412-200-5975. Michael Crichton, guessed by Ralph in the South Hills. Oh, also Montgomery Clift. Great additions, and Marie Curie. Greg and McKeesport just guessed Myron Cope. A lot of guesses coming in here. Stephen Sharon, he says Master of Ceremonies. Not that, but a good guess. Oh, Stu, an excellent guess. Mama Cass. Not Mama Cass. This one is tough. I may need to give you a hint in a moment. Marie Curie, guessed by Steve and Sharon. Nick in West Mifflin says Myron Cope with a side of yoy. And Annie out in suburban Philly says Matthew Crawley from Downton Abbey. Maurice Chevalier from Allen at Squirrel Hill, not him. Guess who is continuing here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and we do not have a correct answer yet. Hopefully, we'll have one soon at 412-200-5975. Caden, by way of his mom Annie, just made up a name. This name, there are some actual people with this name, but the made-up name is Matthew Collins. Matthew Collins, better known as Matt Call. He goes by one name on all social media. That's his handle, Matt Call. And Matt Call, M-A-T-T-C-O-L-L, is known for his ability to deliver mats on demand anywhere you look. Who do you call? Matt Call. Most people in his service areas have heard of Matt Call. And he'll bring a floor mat, a doormat, or any kind of mat to you on demand. Matt Call. Thank you, Caden. That was a challenge. There's some others coming in. Michael Crichton. That's from Trish in Cook Forest. Marie Chevalier. Just coming in from John and Addie in East Deer. James has Mark Cohn. Very good. Mary Chestnut. And let me check this one. Actor and TV producer Mike Chiklis. Not any of those. Thank you for guessing. Mildred Clark, guessed by Mike and Mars. Madison Chalk, guessed by Annie. Martin Clune, guessed by Linda. Melanie C. of the Spice Girls, just guessed by Bill and Sheridan. Marcia Clark, guessed by Mike and Mars, the attorney. Richard on the north side has Motley Crue, Mary Catherine, Madonna, Chichone, Miranda Cosgrove, Margaret Cho. Boy, there are a lot of MCs. This are from Richard on the north side, Mary Chapin Carpenter from Annie. Mark Clark from John N. Carrick. Mike Connors from Trish and Cooksburg. And Mike Mars, Mike and Mars says it must be the national president of the Society of American Magicians, Matthew Crabtree. It's not. That would be a good guess. Stephen Sharon has Mama Cass. Not Mama Cass. Ah, James and Freiburg. You just got it without a hint. Well done. James got it. Proving it's possible He got it without a hint, and he got it live listening to us right now. Well done. And you can continue to share your guess at 412-200-5975. Bill and Lucius Burrow guessed Michael Caine. And Charlie in Pittsburgh had a guess of Maria Curie. That's news that really makes you want to smile that James got the correct answer. Annie just had a guess of Mark Cuban, not Mark Cuban. Mike and Mars, I think it was... Winnie Cooper was Kevin Arnold's TV love. In this case, he guessed Minnie Cooper, which is not who we're looking for. If you went to the Wonder Years and Winnie Cooper had a Minnie Cooper, that would be a little bit of fun. Annie has the Count of Monte Cristo. Not that. Hey, James, you're the only one so far. Annie also has Michael Crawford. And Aline in Maine has Miley Cyrus. If you think you know the correct answer, this is the time to call. As I mentioned, you can join us live on the radio, and you're coming up with the correct answer would be news that makes us smile.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I'm checking Facebook right now. Our puzzles are... generally, all of them are published on Facebook. And let's see, Don in Bethel Park has a guess of Myron Cope. And I think I mentioned Ralph earlier with Montgomery Clift and Michael Crichton, among others. Then we're only going to have one correct answer today, James. It's going to be you, MC, the initials. Ricky's looking at me like I should give a hint. Should I give a hint? She says yes. You might think this person's initials are MS, but it's really MC. That may help you. MC. And I will tell you that it's a contemporary male, M.C. Somebody who's still living, still very active, especially on Saturdays. Oh, Bill, I'm so glad you just wrote. Bill just guessed Maybelle Carter. How could we miss her? Great guess, Bill. It's not her. That would have been a great guess who for us to feature. Thank you for writing to us. Bruce has MC Escher, Maurice Chevalier, and Byron Cope. Again, we've said that he would bring you, or the right answer would be news that would make you smile. That although his initials are MC, they might sound more like MS. And you mostly associate this person with Saturdays. Not Michael Cera. We're going to leave things open. Ah, Trish just got the correct answer. Well done, Trish. By way of Annie, just guessed Michael Collins. And Annie, by way of herself, just came up with the correct answer, which is Michael Shea. Michael Shea, C-H-E, and Michael Shea is one of the people on Saturday Night Live, a member of the cast. He and Colin chose to deliver Weekend Update, among other things. Michael Shea, C-H-E. So the only correct answers today, James in Freiburg, Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania, and Trish. Listening in Cook Forest. Well done if you came up with Michael Shea. He was a correspondent for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Born in New York City, the youngest of seven children, Shea is his middle name, Michael Shea Campbell, and Shea was for Shea Quivira. His dad named him after Shea Quivira, his middle name. Four older brothers and two older sisters, and congratulations if you came up with Michael Shea. Well done.
Sit thee down, woman, sit thee down. I would have a chat with thou. Headlines tell all your business in ink. Midlines, the people dig you and think. Stop time, you better stop it or be. Headlines in the news. Your mind to always have and to hold. Meantime, you are becoming much too bold. High time that you desist or you'll be headlines in the news. I have tried to treat you fair. Still you you won't play me for a doggone square. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You better quit running with that crowd, or be prepared to wear a shroud. Headlines from all the papers will shout bylines. At last your sins found you out. Ha ha, this time you won't be able to read, no, no. Headlines in the news. You quit running with that crowd. Yes, or be prepared to wear a shroud. Headlines from all the papers will shout bylines. At last your sins found you out. This time you won't be able to read headlines in the news. You better call up Undertaker, because there's gonna be one needed shortly, and I don't mean maybe.
The great Fats Waller at the Saturday Light Brigade. Brian is listening with Amy and Jesse out in Point Breeze. Welcome, Brian. Glad you are tuned in. A charge, not for your answer, but for your being here with us today. Your answer or your guess was Miley Cyrus. Not Miley Cyrus, but we're glad you're tuned in and hope you'll be with us from time to time, whenever you can. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Sculptor Thaddeus Mosley passed away last Friday. Would have been the 6th of March. And back in 2013, we had the pleasure of sitting down with him for an interview, and we wanted to share it with you today in his memory.
My birthday is July 23rd, 1926. I grew up in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. My father was a coal miner, but he was a naturalist. He could tell you any plant, any mushroom, and I used to walk in the woods with him and learn what these things were. I was very intrigued that he knew so much about plants, and he didn't have a great education. He learned just by reading and looking. When I was in middle school, I decided I wanted to go to college. And so I really began to pull up my grades and worry less about athletics. And so when I graduated from high school, I graduated with honors. But that's because I had made my mind when I was about 14 that I wanted to have a college education. I didn't come to Pittsburgh until after the Second World War. I came to go to the University of Pittsburgh. I studied English and journalism. My degree is a double major. I was quite good in art, but I never pursued it. But going to University of Pittsburgh, I was right next door to the Carnegie Museum, had a friend that was a painter, and I just became very interested in all type of modern art, and sculpting was something I felt I could do. I wanted to do something with my hands and my brain. I wanted to see if I could do some of the things that I thought I could do. And so I read books and I went to the museum, and some of the stuff I said, I think I can do. So then I began to work more and read more, and the more I read and the more I worked, the better I became. I never thought that I'd become as well known as I am now. That was not the intent. The intent was that I would have sculpture in my own house and I would enter a few shows. But as I got better at it and showed more and people invited me more places, I became a professional. I also wrote for Jet, I wrote for Ebony. I was a Pittsburgh Courier columnist. I wrote sports, also did photography, and later on I went in the Postal Service. To me, success means having pride in yourself, and you can live a good life. It doesn't mean you have a lot of money, a big house, and two or three cars. Being contented with who you are and what you're able to do and living a good life, that to me is my success. Other than what your teachers are trying to tell you, main thing, have confidence in yourself. One thing I always say, believe that you can do it. And having pride, be proud of who you are. Take care of your brain, take care of your body. Those are the things that I think to me are very important. And particularly when you get to bear a quite an old man such as I am, you know, I'll be 87 in a couple of months. And I've always taken very good care of myself and always been very proud and had a lot of confidence. When you're young, there's a great deal of peer pressure. Everyone wants you to be just like them. No one's like anyone else. Don't be afraid to say, I want to learn this. People say, well, that's dumb. It isn't dumb. There's nothing you want to learn that is stupid. Stupidity is not knowing anything. It's tough being an individual, but don't be afraid to be an individual.
Thaddeus Mosley from our archives. You can hear that again by going to slbradio.org/catalog and searching on Thaddeus Mosley. There at the age of 87. Game 4, St. Patrick's Day Parade weekend, coming up in just a moment to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe. Thank you.
Ellis is here with me. It's going to be interesting to see what Ellis brings to this activity. Did Ricky give you any hints on... Oh, she didn't.
No, I have no idea what's coming.
I like it. I hope
it's pie-related.
It could be. I wasn't even thinking about that. Pie, the Greek letter pie, or...
Yeah, today's pie day.
It is pie day. We could, ask for various formulas with pie. Do you have pie memorized?
3.1415926 5?
I stop at the 6, but I think you're right. 3.1415926. Anybody go further? I'm looking at Ricky. I see your lips are moving, but I can't tell if they're making numbers or if they're saying, Larry, stop talking. Now, this is the game. Chad is smiling over there. So here's the challenge. It's St. Patrick's Day. And we're going to look for hit songs that contain the word green in their title. Hit songs that contain the word green in their title. Now, we'll take obscure ones, too. But there are a lot of pretty well-known songs that have green in the title. Like this one, the new Christy Minstrels and Barry McGuire. Nobody in this whole wide world. You know, there's a famous one by Bob Dylan, by Sugarloaf. You know, mine are all 60s, 70s for the most part. I'm curious, does anything come to mind?
I've got one that I thought of off the top of the head, but I think it's the same one everybody thought of off the top of their head.
Which one?
It's the one by a certain amphibian.
Oh, I didn't think of that one. Wait. Oh, yeah. I was going to say it's I'm in love with a big blue frog. No, it's not that. But it's
the wrong color.
Yeah, the wrong color, but the right amphibian. That's a good one. Maybe somebody will know that. I would not have thought of that. So here we go. Can you think of some songs? I'll start with a few. Green Tambourine is one. I think that was by the Lemon Pipers. Did they have... a hit with that. This is where you're potentially going to hear me doing a lot of typing. Green. This is what they call great radio. Yes, the Lemon Pipers. Look at me. So there's one. And we want to hear more from you at 412-200-5975. And we'll make sure we reveal Ellis's song in just a moment. I also thought of the old hometown looks the same as I stepped down from the plane. And there to greet me is my mama and my papa. That's the green grass of home is that song, which is actually kind of a sad song because it's about a casket coming home, and the green grass is the cemetery in which he's being buried, and it's written from the perspective of the guy in the casket. I've kind of ruined that, didn't I?
What year did this song come out?
It was a hit in maybe the 60s for Tom Jones.
Is it late 60s?
Yeah, I would think so. So it might have been around the Vietnam War, but you wouldn't know that the song... It's one of the songs you listen to entirely differently once somebody tells you
right.
That. By the way, the St. Patrick's Day Parade is getting ready to step off. Oh, great. Patrick is here to talk to us about the St. Patrick's Day Parade. He is actually downtown right now, I do believe. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Are you in town?
Yeah, we're down in the Strip right now. This year, we're representing the Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh. We got five of us down here. So my wife, Gail, our son, Vaughn, and myself, plus two members, Rocco and Matt. In the 97-year history of the club, I think this is the first time we are marching in the parade.
Well, that's wonderful to be doing that. Yeah. What made you think of doing it this year?
Well, besides celebrating St. Patrick and the Irish, the parade's supposed to celebrate the city of Pittsburgh and anything that represents the city. And, well, our club certainly does that. I mean, Pittsburgh's in the name. So, yes. And we've been around for a long time. We're one of the oldest and largest astronomy clubs in the country. And this is a good opportunity to get the word out about the club to like 200,000 people lining the parade route in one morning.
Wow. And I can hear there's a lot of what I would call hoopla or shenanigans going on around you.
A walking pierogi just walked by.
I was going to say, describe what it is you're seeing down there, Patrick. A walking pierogi.
The parade hasn't started. That doesn't start till 10 o'clock. We're in the staging area right now. So we're between 23rd and 24th Streets along Liberty Avenue. The groups are still trying to figure out exactly where they're supposed to be. We are given an order. Like, the club, Astronomy Club is number 158. We got the St. David Society behind us, but a very loud group of off-roaders in front of us. So if you hear loud engines, that's them.
And the St. David Society is there with their leeks all ready to celebrate.
We've seen furries. The Renaissance Festival is here. Penn Brewery, German beer brewery, is here too.
Oh wow!
So it's like everyone's Irish for a day, even if you're not Irish.
Is there are there green beverages being featured down there?
I haven't seen any, but we're in the staging area, so we. I don't think anyone in the staging area is actually in the parade should be drinking right now.
No, this could be. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, people observing are probably already. Partaking, but not us.
Plus,
the family, once we leave the parade, we're heading down to Mingo Observatory because the club is having a get together down there for board games and pizza. And if the sky's clear, we'll be opening up the observatory for any members who show up. Our first star party of the year is in 4 weeks on April 11th at Wagman Observatory. So, our public events will be coming up very, very soon. This is a great way to, like, let people know that, yeah, we're here to show you some of the sights of the thing we call the universe.
Yes.
Planets, galaxies, nebula. If we're lucky, maybe a good comet will be coming by, but we haven't heard of any about any recently. We're overdue.
And if anybody wants to know why you feel especially appropriate, you can remind them what the moon is made of. The green cheese that the moon is made of. So it fits right in, right?
There you go.
I just heard
the moon is Irish for a day.
Yes, I heard a lot of groans there. Well, I hope it's a good day. I'm glad your family's there and that the five of you are representing. It's terrific. Thank you, Patrick.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great day, and I hope you and your staff come up to one of our star parties sometime. I keep looking out for you guys.
Well, one of these days, I hope we'll make it too. Thanks so
All
much.
Right.
Now, these songs are coming in, Alice. I'm going to make sure we get these, and let me try to go in order.
What do we got?
So Karen is in Kaiser, and she had the Sugarloaf song, Green Eyed Lady, and also Green Door. And Jim in Crafton Heights had Green Tambourine. Richard on the north side Boy, I don't know this one. Green Light Lordy.
Green Light. Why have I?
Anybody know that? Green Light Lordy?
Sounds familiar, but I feel like it's... Well, it's definitely before my time, probably, but...
Most everything, you know, is before...
Yeah, unfortunately.
Green Light's...
Lordy, yeah.
I'm looking here. Huh. I'm trying to see if it... Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Is that Lord? Like L-O-R-D-E?
I think it is.
Oh, that is my time. Never mind.
Okay. So it's Green Light Lord.
Yeah, Lord is the artist, right?
Ah, okay. That's not only your time is able to better read text messages than me as well. That makes total sense, and that's why I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Jim in Crafton Heights has Green River by Creedence Clearwater Revival and Green Eyed Lady by Sugarloaf. And Patrick has, Green Grow the Rushes, one of my favorites. Green Beret, The Ballad of the Green Beret from Alain in Maine. Miles Davis, Blue and Green from Jim in Crafton Heights. Booker T and the MGs and Green Onions from Jim. Karen has The Green Rolling Hills of West Virginia. A great song. Nobody got the Amphibious song.
I'm kind of surprised. Yeah.
So there's an Amphibious song. You can call us, by the way, at 412-200-5975 to share a song with Green in its title. That's what we are doing right now. Ricky's giving me a look that I interpret as I sent this to you and you're failing to announce it. And she's right. Greg in McKeesport had that song. It's not easy being green.
Yeah.
It's a great song. So any other songs that you can think of with green in the title? There's Green Christmas by Stan Freberg. And I am trying right now to kind of scratch my head. Green Sleeves.
Yeah, Green Sleeves.
Is one. Green River, another Creedence Clearwater Revival song. The Kingston Trio and Greenback Dollar. I don't give a about a greenback dollar. That's another one. Some of these are just...
What you guys didn't know is this is also the Larry Karaoke segment.
Yes, indeed. Larry-oke. That's what they call it. Something I've never done. Have you done karaoke for real?
I have, actually. It's a good time. I plan to do it a lot more this year, also.
I think you'd be good at it.
You think?
Actually, I've never... Chad, have you done karaoke? Yeah, not surprised. Not that I meant anything by that, but I haven't done it. I've done it at home sometimes, just for fun. There's The Green Grass Grew All Around, All Around. The Green Grass Grew All Around. But there must be some others that we're missing. Some real obvious green songs.
Well, we have a green app that can tell us if we're missing any good green songs.
Oh, there's God Didn't Make Little Green Apples and It Don't Rain in Indianapolis. I love that song, and we don't... I wonder if we have it here. If we have a little snippet of that we can play.
I'm wondering if that Green Light song by Lord is actually a... remix or a reinterpretation of a different song, because apparently John Legend also had a song called Green Light.
Ah.
So I wonder.
I could see that.
Yeah. Featuring Andre 3000. Actually, I think I listened to that song a lot growing up.
Well, there you go. It's all coming. Charlie just called with Green Sleeves and the theme to Green Acres. That fits. Why not?
Yeah.
And here's Richard. He said it is Lord that we were looking for. Kringer of the Rushes and Jim in Crafton Heights had little green apples. And I did find a copy of this. You have to like this song if only... it's the only song I know of that rhymes Indianapolis. Believe it or not, it can be done. And it's not surprising that Roger Miller is the one who have done it. Here's what he did.
And I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school. Goodbye.
It's coming.
And she reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say,
here it comes now.
God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
That's probably not true, but okay.
And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss or Disneyland, and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme.
Yes, you couldn't count on realism.
God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
And this is not a bad recording. This is the way the song sounded in 1968 recording technology.
Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing she's busy.
And a thought occurs to me that he could have easily just said Minneapolis instead of Indianapolis, and it would have worked probably better.
God and rain in Minneapolis. Yeah.
What she's doing, and she hurries down to meet me, and I'm always late. But she
okay.
Sits waiting patiently and smiles when she first sees me, because she's made that way.
That's not loving you, yes.
Loving
wow. It's amazing. This song seemed fast and short when I used to hear it growing up.
God didn't make me.
Now it seems just a little bit longer.
Oh.
Let's see. Somebody's about to join us on the air. We've been collecting songs that have green in the title. Reggie, good morning. Where are you from, Reggie?
Springdale.
Nice to have you with us up on Spring Hill. Did you have a song or two to add?
Yeah. Springdale.
Say that again.
I'm from Springdale.
Oh, Springdale. I'm sorry.
I thought of a second song also, but the first one was Green Earring by Steely Dan.
Oh, excellent. Ooh. Excellent.
And the second one was Little Green Rosetta by Frank Zappa.
Excellent. Those are both really good. I haven't thought of the Steely Dan song in a long time. That's a great one, Reggie. Thank you. You got me I'm going to be thinking of more of these green songs all day long now. So,
have a good one.
You too. Thanks for checking in. And there's a number of text messages I haven't mentioned. Ray Charles does It's Not Easy Being Green, says Richard. Green Sleeves from Linda. Green Grass of Home from Zach. Jim requesting Peter Green. Stu said from the big band era on 78, Tony Pastor had the song Red Silk Stockings and Green Perfume. Stu, I was explaining 78 records to a teen visitor yesterday, and he was fascinated that records could go that fast. 40 Shades of Green, written by Johnny Cash, from Patrick. Olivia, good morning. Olivia writes... Green's by B. Steadwell. I want to give you the best greens in my garden. Do you know that one? I don't. But there's another. Bruce writes Green Grass and the High Tides by the Outlaws. And Mike said in Little Green Apples that Roger Miller is making a double negative. If that's not loving me, then yeah, there is kind of a double negative
that's
there. But
not yeah.
Yeah, we'll forgive him for that. Well, thank you. That was fun to do that. And Ellis, thank you for being here. Do you have any other green? I was trying to think of if I have anything here.
Nothing that I don't think I can get in time before your station ID.
Green Grow the Rushes. We mentioned that. Green Onions. Green Grow the Lilacs. Is... Wasn't there, like, a green, rocky road is one,
Who did green, rocky road?
That was done by lots of people, and we'll play a version of it coming up. That's a fun song. Broadcasting live, thank you, Alice, from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger and you, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU-PFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KR.